Chapter 3. The Crazy Horse Memorial. Comprehension. Passage. Read this editorial from the Dakota Gazette. This Saturday is the 4th of July, and many of us will be celebrating with barbecues and get-togethers. We might go see the fireworks or visit our own Mount Rushmore. In light of the holiday weekend, we would like to remind our readers about another South Dakota monument. It represents an equally important, yet different part of American history, the Crazy Horse Memorial. How did the memorial come to be? In 1939, one of the elders of the Sioux tribe, Henry Standing Bear, saw the huge carving at Mount Rushmore. He felt that it only represented the history of white Americans and decided that there should be a similar monument to Native American history. Henry Standing Bear wrote to a sculptor, Korzak Zilokwaski, and asked him to carve a statue for Native Americans. He said that he and his people would like the white man to know that the red man has great heroes too. Zilokwaski was very interested in the project, and in 1948, he moved to South Dakota and began work on Thunderhead Mountain, only 17 miles away from Mount Rushmore. He planned to carve the mountain into the biggest statue in the world, an image of the famous warrior Crazy Horse. During his life, Zilokwaski raised and spent several million dollars on the statue. Although the U.S. government offered to pay $10 million to help with the work, Zilokwaski refused the offer. He said that the government had always treated Native Americans very badly, so he would not let it be involved with the memorial. Zilokwaski died in 1982, but his work has not been forgotten. His wife and children have continued the great carving. The 9-story-high face was completed in 1998, and work has begun on the horse's head. The rest of the figure may take another 50 years to complete. When it is finished, Zilokwaski's statue will make Mount Rushmore look tiny. It will be 563 feet high and 641 feet long. All four of the Rushmore president's heads will be able to fit inside the head of Crazy Horse. Even the feather rising from his head will be 44 feet long. On the 4th of July, in addition to celebrating the birth of the United States of America, we believe that it is important to remember the first Americans. Although it is not yet finished, we hope that this memorial will help us to do just that. To find out more about the Crazy Horse Memorial, you can visit its website at www.crazyhorse.org.